Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Neither Faisalabad Wolves nor the Kandarata Maroons could qualify for the Champions League 2020, but that didn't stop them producing a tight contest in the penultimate match in the qualifiers. For the third game in a row, Misbah Ul Haq comfortably top-scored for Faisalabad, this time with 93 not out, and this time his bowlers ensured his effort was indeed a match-winning one. Defending 146 for 6, they held Kandarata to 136 for 7, as Ehsan Adil took 3 for 25 and Imran Khalid 2 for 27. Kumar Sangakkara struck 44 for the Sri Lankans before their challenge faded and they head home with the unwanted record of 3 defeats from their 3 matches. Otago Volts then ensure that they will go through to the Champions League with a 100% winning record by dispatching the similarly already qualified Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets. Their captain Brendan McCullum played his second match-winning knock of the tournament to lead his side's successful pursuit of the Sunrisers' total of 143 for 5. That total had been built around an unbeaten 57 from JP Duminy after their opening pair of Shikhar Dhawan and Partiv Patel had failed for the first time in 3 games. Debutant Lisel Lee with the bat and Sunit Lubsa with the ball laid the foundations for South Africa women to beat Bangladesh women by 6 wickets in the first one-day international in Benoni. Leg spinner Lubsa took 3 wickets to restrict Bangladesh to 149 for 8, before Lee's 77 helped the Proteas reach their target in the 38th over. Following a 3-0 series win in the 2020 internationals, this was another dominant performance from the home side.